Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming, and we're talking about overcoming an area after area of your life. Today we're going to talk about overcoming fear. And we're going to spend some time talking on this subject because fear has to be dealt with in the life of a believer. So many people have so many fears in their life. They're in such bondage. God wants you to come out of fear. You've got to overcome fear so you can walk in faith. And then you can see the promises of God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please Him. When you're in fear, it brings failure, it brings destruction, it brings bondage, it causes you to be in torment, and God wants you to overcome that in your life. In 2 Timothy 1:7, the Bible says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God didn't give you that spirit of fear. Notice, it's a spiritual force. It's a spirit of fear. It comes from the devil. Fear is a spiritual force, and that's why you've got to take authority over spirits of fear and cast them out and come against them with the authority of the name of Jesus. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God, we have a spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that new creation when we're born again. We're brand new on the inside of us, and we are in right standing with the Lord. You see, you have been redeemed from fear. Isaiah 43:1, the Bible says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." You know, Jesus went to the cross for you and me, and He paid the price. He bore away our transgressions, our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace, the sickness, disease, so we could be healed. He set us free from all that the enemy could bring upon us. And we need to realize we have been redeemed. And because you've been redeemed from poverty and sickness and death and destruction in your life, there's no reason for you to have any fear in your life anymore. You don't have to have a spirit of fear because that is not from the Lord. Now you have a spirit that is right with God. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He," speaking of Jesus, "also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death," that is the devil, "and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Fear brings bondage. Jesus is the one who went through that avenue of death. And what did He do? He destroyed him who had the power of death, the devil, and He delivered us from that fear of death that brought bondage. See, fear is the main thing that the devil uses in people's lives to bring them into bondage. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15, He says, "You've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." We don't have that spirit of bondage anymore. Now we've been born again. We're brand new on the inside of us. We have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We've been adopted in. God now is our Heavenly Father. And we don't have that spirit of bondage. That causes you to be in fear. Now we have a spirit of adoption, and now we are in faith. Fear and faith are opposites. Under the old covenant, they were under that spirit of bondage because they didn't have a new spirit. They were in fear. Now, with a spirit of adoption, we are in faith. Praise God. In the old covenant, praise God, they unfortunately were in that bondage, and they were always told to fear not. But you know, in the new covenant, now we can live by faith, we can live and walk in victory, and fear can be put under our feet. You know, Galatians 2:20 says that we were crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but I now live by the faith of Jesus Christ, because it's Christ that lives in me. Praise God. The Bible says down in Luke 1:74-75, it says that He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. Well, the Lord delivered you, and He did deliver you out of the hand of your enemies. And the fact that He delivered us out of the hand of our enemies means that now we can serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. You can be free from fear forever. And one of the keys is to understand the fact that you are in right standing with God. You have been brought back into the righteousness of God, and we are to be established in that. You know, fear came in the garden after Adam's fall. In fact, in Genesis 3:10, the first use of the word fear or afraid, a form of it, He said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He was afraid. Why? Because he was naked. And that speaks of the fact that fear will grip us if we are spiritually naked and not in right standing with the Lord. And of course, what does fear do? It causes you to hide yourself. You're not in right standing with God. You have no free approach to Him whatsoever. But praise God, we have been redeemed, and now we can be established in the righteousness of God. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14, the Bible says, "In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror it shall not come near thee." As you are established in righteousness, you'll be far from oppression. Why? Because you won't fear. If you have oppression in your life, fear is the root behind it, and we've got to overcome that in our life. In Psalms 112, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says this, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies." This is the guy who's walking with the Lord, keeping his eyes upon Him, praising Him continually in His Word. And it says he's not afraid of evil tidings. He's not afraid of anything the enemy brings. His heart's fixed. He's trusting in the Lord. Your heart's going to be established. You won't be afraid until you see the desire upon your enemies, which is seeing them be smitten, destroyed, and put under your foot. Praise the Lord. Fear brings bondage. Fear caused Adam to hide. Fear brings oppression, as it says in Isaiah 54. Over in Proverbs 29, verse 25, the Bible says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare." It'll cause you to be ensnared or entrapped by the enemy. "But whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." When you're trusting in the Lord, you won't have fear. God wants to get rid of all of the fear in your life. In fact, the root behind discouragement is fear. In Deuteronomy 1:21, the Lord said, "I've set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged." Aren't we supposed to be strong and courageous? Absolutely. He said, "Fear not and don't be discouraged." Fear is going to be a root behind discouragement. If we are discouraged, it's because we're really afraid that God is not going to bring forth this promise, or we're fearing the enemy in some way and not realizing that we have the victory and that we can overcome him in our life. 1 John 4:18, the Bible says, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment." Fear has torment. If you have fear in your life, it is tormenting. God wants you to get set free. You need deliverance from those spirits of fear. "He that feareth is not made perfect in love." As you get developed in the love of God, you get stabilized in it, fear will be eliminated from your life, praise God. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 26, the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, and they were troubled, and they were afraid. They cried out for fear. Well, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it's not I, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid thee come unto thee on the water." Well, he said, "Come," and Peter came down out of the ship, walked on the water to go to Jesus. But then in verse 30, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Notice, he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the wind boisterous. He saw what the devil was doing. He got his eyes off Jesus and looked at the circumstances. And what happens? Fear comes in. This is important for you to understand, that you can walk free from fear as long as you keep your eyes on the Word of God and on what the Lord is doing in your life. As soon as you start looking at what the devil's doing, as soon as you take your eyes off of the promise of God, off the Word of God, and you start seeing what the devil does, then fear will begin to try to grip you. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, of course, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? What was the root behind that? Fear. He was afraid. And he began to doubt. That word doubt means to differ or to stand in two ways as such. He was standing in two ways. One minute had his eyes on Jesus, and the other minute he was looking at what the enemy was doing. And this is important. A lot of Christians have fear in them, even though they may not want to acknowledge it. Because one minute they're looking at the promise of God, but the next minute they're looking at what the enemy has done or is doing. And fear has worked itself into their heart. You've got to get rid of that fear. Fear will cause you to have little faith. It'll cause you to have doubt. It'll cause you to waver. And if you're wavering and doubting, you're not going to be able to receive from the Lord. In Mark chapter 5, verse 35, there was a ruler of the synagogue's house, and he had come saying, My daughter's dead, why troublest thou the master any further? Jairus had come and asked Jesus to come and minister healing to his daughter, was at the point of death. And he was on the way to do this when they come and said, The daughter's dead. Well, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Here he had the opportunity to give up. He could have given up because of the circumstance. But Jesus said, Don't be afraid. Only believe. If you believe and you are operating in faith, you're going to see the promise come to pass. If you draw back and you allow fear to grip hold of you, then you will be moved out of faith. Fear and faith are opposites. You can't be in both at the same time. This is why you've got to deal with fear in your life. You've got to put fear underfoot. You've been redeemed from it. It's brought bondage. It has caused you to hide and draw back, and it's tormenting. It's hindered you. It is very deceptive. It hinders you from operating in faith. In fact, fear will draw the works of the enemy to you. We've got to turn around and walk by faith and overcome the enemy. Keep our eyes on Jesus. He wants you free from fear. Think about the areas of fear in your life, things that you're afraid of. You need to start dealing with them, start casting out those spirits, start getting the Word, and start doing what the Word says, and turn around from it because you've been redeemed from fear, and you can walk free from fear all the days of your life. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.